Hey, it's Miss Lauren with CP1IP.info channel, Healing Arts Empowerment. This episode is a missive on the topic of inner beauty. The title is Love Your Body. Things to do to honor your own beauty. Try these and you will change a life, your own. Consciously choose to stop judging yourself and others based on the way you or they look. When you compare others to media and advertising images, you are objectifying them. When you compare yourself to them and or those images, you are objectifying yourself. Objectification is judging a person as an object without emotions, human characteristics, passions, beliefs, talents, and skills. This is a global epidemic called lookism. Compliment someone else for a skill, a talent, or a characteristic that they have that you like, rather than how they look. Avoid compliments such as "you look so thin," and then adding "I need to lose weight." Not only is that objectification of the recipient of the comments, but it is defaming to yourself. It's not a compliment at all. Enjoy the foods you love without shame. Find whole, real foods that you enjoy and experience nourishing your body without worry. Donate your old clothes that no longer fit to charity or list them in a resale venue. Stop weighing yourself or measuring your worth by how low the numbers are on a scale. Find time for stillness away from all media, and rather read a book that lifts your self-esteem, promotes favorable body image, encourages healthy living, or helps you overcome stereotypes about beauty. If you fear you have an eating disorder, don't isolate yourself. Seek support. In a society conflicted by the overabundance of processed foods, in direct disagreement with computer-enhanced and altered fashion and entertainment images of emaciated thinness, elongated bodies, flawlessly altered complexions, and of course, all of the aesthetic procedures that are unattainable to most, there is no shame in finding yourself confused by these messages. Remind yourself and others that the weight of a woman is not measured on a scale. Seek your natural hunger and start hearing your body, your mind, heart, and soul. Find ways to add motion to your life joyfully. Focus on pursuits, hobbies, education, self-enrichment. Make investments in your spiritual wholeness and true connections with your own physicality rather than external and temporary cosmetics that hide your true beauty. Adorn yourself with things that you love, that have meaning. Dress yourself with purpose to show that you are beautiful on the inside for just who you are, rather than considering yourself an adornment. It is a healing process, and you eventually realize what makes you lovable is how and what you love. You are loved. Thank you all for joining me. You all stay well. Attribution, copyright 2023, Roger That Communications in the Clear, communicatingthepower.org.